Hello, I'm Drew Lipscomb with the David Owsley Museum of Art, and this is your Owsley Moment, brought to you by IPR and the Ball State School of Art. Have you ever used a conch shell as a horn? The David Owsley Museum of Art hosts one such example, adorned with beautiful silverwork of Asian craftsmen. The conch shell horn from Tibet is encased in silver with a long dolphin-like fin extending from one side, which serves as a handle. A silver mouthpiece is fastened to the tip of the shell, and a thick silver lotus flower with a piece of polished red coral in the middle is attached to the top. Additional decorations featuring botanical motifs are hammered into relief from the reverse side of the silver, and an ornate dragon runs right down the middle of the handle. Not only is this horn elegant, it is also an important part of Tibetan Buddhist rituals. Conch shell horns are often blown to summon monks to prayer, and as they send their sound in all directions, they reflect the spread of Buddhist teachings across the Tibetan plateau. We'd like to thank Ball State student Grace Engle for their research. And if you would like to hear past episodes of the Owsley Moment, visit indianapublicradio.org. To learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.